unless you understand that the Holy Spirit is the eternal, omniscient, omnipotent, omnipresent creator of all things by the Word, Christ Jesus, you cannot grasp the implications of this verse. The Holy Spirit is not an it. He is not optional equipment. He is eternal life. He is the water of life. He is the fountain of living waters. He is the river of life. He is the tree of life. He is the Holy Spirit of Christ Jesus. The whole purpose of the Word becoming flesh and dwelling among us is so that by His sacrifice, we could be reconciled to His Holy Spirit. This reconciliation involves us becoming one with Him, the Holy Spirit in me, and me in the Holy Spirit. With that understanding, we can now begin to grasp the implications of this verse. Manifestation is physical evidence of spiritual power. Given means imparted at no cost to the recipient. Every implies all may be involved. Profit means to go from a lower to a higher state. With such means that the Holy Spirit is the means, the doer, the accomplisher. If you have received the Lord Jesus Christ, you, in fact, have received the knowledge of Christ by which His Holy Spirit imparts His life to you so that you become a new spirit being. When you are spirit baptized, you surrender your soul and body to the presence of the Holy Spirit. It is in this surrender that the Holy Spirit begins to produce the prophet of which this verse speaks. The extent to which the Holy Spirit is able to profit you is the extent to which you receive and walk in faith by the Word.